some kids from Wenatchee High School. And I think what we'll do is just have them sing a song or two and then maybe chat a little bit. Laura's over there on the piano, and we're going to start with, I think what I'll do is we'll sing maybe 8 or 9 songs, and we'll start with songs that are more of the from the art end of the music and get and progress things are a little bit more entertaining and fun at the end. And then when we're done, maybe I'd like to close with our theme song, which is Peter Lutkin's The Lord Bless and Keep You, which I'm guessing some of you know. And those of you who don't know, I brought music. We'd like you to join us on that song, especially if you can sight read. So let me give that to you and you can distribute the music. Noel, whatever. I don't care. So, Laura, we'll start with a Brahms song. I'm not going to conduct anyway. They don't need me.
Us asking to come into his kingdom. So most of the time, you'll be hearing Christ talking. Or is it Christ talking? Yes. You'll be hearing Christ talking, and then when our quartet sings, you'll be hearing you or someone pleading to come in. And our quartet is Carly, Heather, Gavin, and Chris.
Hans, I'm the G again.
Who's at my window?
Thank you.
Michelle Bauman. We have twins in this group, so see if you can tell who her twin brother or sister might be. Took me a year and a half to tell them apart. So, oh, we actually have two sets of twins, but one of them has a college class right now. Can't be in. But a set of boy twins instead of girl twins. But Ben is not here. Is he gonna come back?
No.
Well, I have to tell you that it's been a rough 2 weeks, just in lots of things going on. We just finished our large group contest in Wenatchee. And where were we last week? What did we do last
PLU.
Week? We went to PLU, and we're ready to crash and burn, so this is a nice place for us. But I have to confess that I've read the literature about you, but I'm a little bit in shock. Coming from these 2 weeks and driving up the lake and then coming up here for the first time. I've heard of Holden, I've been to Steakin a number of times, but first time I've been here, so I don't really completely get it. And I suspect that...
Neither do we.
I'm just guessing that you have different reasons for being here, and I'm just wondering if some of you could explain to my students... Well, students, why don't you sit down? Maybe you guys could stand up. No. And maybe somebody would volunteer to talk about why you came and what this means. And I also want to apologize because to my kids more than you for that wonderful candlelight service that you had in here. It was just what the doctor ordered for me personally. But unfortunately, I got carried away in the rehearsal. And somebody said, "Did you know it's a choir at 7? So a few of my kids, I think, got in here. Michelle came, didn't she? And some of the chaperones were here. And Emily, I think I saw you over here. So it seemed like a wonderful thing. Do you do that every night?
Every Friday.
You do Vespers every night?
Yes.
But something else?
Every day.
That's good. So somebody talk to us about, somebody be a spokesman.
Or woman. Person.
Spokesman type.
My name is Nicholas. I grew up in Las Vegas. I've been coming since I was 13 months old, and I've always known that I was going to spend a year at Holden Village. It's been a great opportunity. I graduated last June, so I came up as soon as I graduated. I work in the kitchens. I chop off my fingers mostly in the kitchens. just kidding. I run the pirate ship here.
But why do you come up here? You're a little isolated up here. It's like being in Alaska.
Why are we asking?
Well, Anne will have to answer about being in Alaska. But,
Hey, I'll take that one.
Okay.
The world comes to us just like you have. We are not isolated. Yeah. My family and I have a home in Bonners Ferry, Idaho. And we're much more isolated in Bonners Ferry, Idaho than here.
I think I'd agree with that. I was just living in Seattle before I came here 2 weeks ago. I've had spent more time with people than I ever did living in the city in the 2 weeks I spent here. So
is it the people you come here for? Is it the mountains? What is it?
Yeah.
That's right. Anybody else want to explain about the mission here or other reasons you might have? Anybody got any different reasons for being up here?
Yeah, I came here because I graduated from college and I didn't know what to do after college, so I looked partly to my time here as a way to discern what I should go into or what kind of career I should pursue.
Is it helping?
Absolutely, yeah. I work in the kitchen, and my experience as a lead cook in the kitchen has opened my eyes to a lot of organic farming and sustainable living. Ways of existing, I guess, that I kind of want to pursue when I leave.
These kids are about to get to that stage where you're going, yikes, I've been in school since I was 5, and now I'm 21 years old or 22 years old. What do we do now? You no longer have that cushion of school. That's a rough time in life. College is the best time of your life, I always say, and I always advise kids to not graduate. I think that's a big mistake. I don't know what in the world people are doing graduating from college, because that's when life gets tough. But there's a lot of people up there. We have high school kids? Are they all up there?
Yeah.
How many high school kids do we have here?
There's some.
Seven. And are you guys up here because your parents made you?
No.
You want to be here?
Yeah, I'm Kyle, and I'm a boarding student, so my family doesn't live up here.
You do this because you want to be up here?
Yeah.
Second year.
Second year,
wow.
That's right, I'm graduating from here. Yeah. Senior class of one.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
It's a big after party.
Well, let me, the music that you're hearing, is that what you want to hear? I don't know what you, it's hard. I try to judge my audiences, but like I say, I'm in shock, so I don't really know. Should we sing a few more songs?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do a, we've already done a song that or two that we've never sung before, and now we're going to do something, we're going to do a Bach piece that is, we're going to premiere it here. We've actually worked on this piece for a long time. I mean, a long time, but we've never performed it because it's not performable. It's not singable. It's just ridiculously difficult. It's the Organ Fugue, number 578 by Bach. We're going to do it vocally. It's some of you know, remember the old Swingle Singers things? They're still around, arranging music. There's still a group in France, Paris, France, Swingle Singers. We're going to try the Organ Fugue. We're going to have to do it without drums and bass. We'll give it a shot. I don't even know if we'll make it through, but we're going to try. It's a lot of fun. It's just part. Yeah, switch the section. Laura? Is Laura over there? Resist the urge to help anybody. This is going to sink or swim here. Can you guys pull in a little bit closer? All right. Now, I just meant a little closer here. Yeah, that'll work. Can you hear each other now? All I'm going to do is this. Notice that the tempo tends to do what? It's dragging. Our Brahms, I thought, was going to wind all the way down. So I'm going to keep in tempo. That's it. I'm going to do this. The whole time. Somebody else can do this if they want to. It's just nothing.
Else,
all right. Hans? E?
Bum, 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 ba da 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 ba dum da dum dum da ba da dum dum da ba dum da ba dum da ba 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 da
There's something in this for you guys. I think we'll do, yeah, switch back. Let's do Lock Womans.
Oh, yeah.
Jessamine?
Yeah. The next song we're singing is called Loch Lomond, and it's by Jonathan Quick, who did this when he was 18 years old. I think he was still in high school. So our solo for this song is Gavin McLaughlin.
By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and me true love were ever wont to gay, on the bonny, bonny banks on Loch Lomond.
Die, 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 This is a Beatles song. And our soloist today is Emily, yes? Is this your song, Emily? Emily's going to sing this today. And again, it's all these, I think, are the first, just about everything we're doing is about the first time we've done these songs. So thanks for being here, giving us a chance to sing. We also have Tom that's going to do some whistling over there. And Tom Ballinger, some of you know his mother, yes? Susan? Some of you know Susan? And you know Tom? He's our connection. Hans G. Quartet, a standing male quartet that we auditioned in June for the following year called Fortune Hunters. Just like these kids, I've gotten all the names off my collection of Apple labels. So these guys are called Fortune Hunters from the Hunter brand of apples that some of you may remember. I think that's where I got my inspiration for it. We also have a group of girls, the High Tones, but one of our sopranos, their soprano has a dance contest in Seattle, couldn't be here. So, High Tones, do you know anything you're going to be able to sing?
No.
So we'll have the Fortune Hunters sing for you, guys.
Alright.
I don't know what they're going to sing.
Let's open this up more.
To introduce ourselves.
Oh, for the Fortune Hunters, as you already know. Yeah, that's about it. I'm Gavin McLaughlin, I sing lead. Tom Ballinger, I sing baritone.
Hans Hesberg, I sing tenor.
Ben Floyd, I sing bass.
Yeah. Hey, guys. sophomore.
Leto.
Euripides.
Socrates. Are known for their philosophies.
philosophy of modern Greeks makes ancient logic very weak. A sophomore, the mighty speaks. The more you study, the more you know. The more you know, the more you forget. The more you forget, the less you know. So why study? The less you study, the less you know. The less you know, the less you forget. The less you forget, the more you know. So why study?
We may not be sophomores, but that's our philosophy.
Our strong band can ne'er be broken, formed in Theta's eye. Far surpassing wealth unspoken, sealed by friendship's tie. Amici usque ad aras, deep graven on each heart, shall be found unwavering true when we from life shall part. High school life at best is passing, gliding swiftly by. Let us pledge in word and deed our love for Wenatchee High. Amici usque ad aras, deep graven on each heart, shall be found unwavering true when we from life shall.
Song's about, do you know?
I was thinking it sounds like
it's a pretty Latin religious song.
It's a bird. It's a white silver swan. It's actually pretty cool. It's about a swan how swans, they sing until they die, no matter what happens, and they're always singing right until the minute they croak. And us humans, we tend to cry at the end, and instead of enjoying the last minutes, and we wish it could be more like that, because El bianco e dolce cigno cantando more, he dies singing, and we die crying. It says, "And me with my pathetic life die crying."
The interesting thing about it is they sang it. You'll notice it's an SATB quartet. They actually, instead of taking it down the octave, they actually sang it where it's not written for men, it's written for women, and they just took the song and sang it as it was. So we got countertenors in this group.
That didn't have anything to do with me or him. That was him soprano, him alto.
Yeah, it was meant for four part, two boys and two girls. Yeah. Not just girls.
Amazing.
Are you going to, what about that song you have a solo on, Gavin? Can you do that? Where you sing so high? They've heard these guys sing high. Let's hear
that's,
the one we
that's
do.
Not a,
that's not a...
We have something to do. We have something to do before that. We have something to do before,
okay, it's not working.
Before that one.
Right. I don't know what they're going to do. I never know.
Nobody? Okay. You heard of the darkness?
Yeah, what?
All right, you might recognize this song, man. Give him that shot.
No one else.
Doom. It's funny, doom, anyways.
Can't explain doom, all the doom, feelings doom, that you're making doom, me doom, feel. My heart's in overdrive, and you're behind the steering wheel. Touching you, touching me, touching you, yeah, you're touching me. I believe in a thing called love, just stick another rhythm in my heart. There's a chance we can make it now, but we're rocking till the sun goes down. I believe in a thing called love.
I want to kiss you every minute, every hour, every day.
You got me in this spin, but I'm a finish, I'm okay. Touching you, touching me, touching you.
Song because he can sing baritone. One was singing tenor song, and then just for the fun of it, he sang a countertenor song, or, you know, in a girl's range. It was really quite extraordinary. And he ended up winning the whole division for baritone and tenor and came in third in the alto division. why don't you guys do one of your guitar songs?
Okay.
We're gonna finish one more quartet.
I guess. Sure.
You can't leave if they're.
You can't leave on that crazy, crazy note.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can.
Oh.
my Coney Island baby. Farewell, my own true love, I'm gonna go away and leave you, never to see you any. I'm gonna sail upon that ferry boat, never to return again. Return again. So goodbye.
Farewell.
So long forever.
Goodbye, my Coney Island. Goodbye, my Coney Island. Goodbye, my Coney Island. We all fall for some girl that dresses neat, some girl that's got big feet. We meet her on the street, then we'll join the army of married groups to the altar.
Just like leading lambs to slaughter.
When it's over, oh boy, we get a good bachelor days. We'll then recall. Rich man, poor man, bigger man, thief, doctor, lawyer, rich in chief. We all are bound for goodbye, my Coney Island baby. Farewell, my own true love, I'm gonna go away and leave you, never see you any,
never gonna see you any.
I'm gonna sail upon that ferry boat, never to return again, return again. So,
goodbye. Farewell.
So long.
Goodbye, my Coney Island.
Goodbye,
with the Lord bless and keep you.
Gavin and Hans Munkle. We. You guys are quick. We been playing together for about 2 years. We're just good buddies and we mess around, nothing special. That's where you are, is where I belong. let's go.